This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The morbid milestones continue to pass in the coronavirus pandemic. In the United States, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19. Worldwide, more than 664,000 have died from the respiratory illness. Global infections are nearing 17 million. The United States has 4.4 million. Brazil registered record daily numbers of infections and deaths from the new coronavirus Wednesday, sending its overall death toll past 90,000 people. The country has been hit harder than any except the United States in the pandemic. The health ministry said new infections and deaths in the past 24 hours have brought their figures to a total of more than 2.5 million cases and more than 90,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Experts say under-testing in the country of 212 million people probably means the real numbers are much higher. Also, Brazil is expected to announce that it will reopen international air travel to foreigners, which had been banned since March due to the coronavirus crisis. Two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters this Wednesday. The sources said the federal government is expected to publish a decree announcing the lifting of the travel ban, although it will likely include some restrictions. After months of insisting it was completely coronavirus-free, North Korea this week acknowledged its first suspected infection. State media says the first possible case was a North Korean defector who recently returned. Experts say this is perhaps the biggest threat yet to Kim Jong-un's 9-year rule, especially if it turns into a major outbreak. State media continues to portray the situation as under control. Pakistan's de facto health minister, Zafar Mirza, stepped down Wednesday in the middle of the pandemic, citing criticism on his government's advisors who hold dual nationality. This